Hi, this is Mike Verdicchio. Welcome to another podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, December the 7th, 2009. And of course, December the 7th, that's a date I don't think we'll ever forget. If you ever have the opportunity to go to Hawaii, make sure that you go see the Pearl Harbor Memorial. It's really something. Well, I did an article recently for the Pep Letter called You Gotta Have Faith, and I thought it would make a good podcast as well. Lots and lots of Christians use the word faith, but there are many that really don't understand what the word means. You hear all kinds of phrases like, you gotta have faith. Do you have any faith? Boy, she has a lot of faith. His faith is pretty weak. Hey, brother, just take it on faith. Or how about blind faith? You know, in fact, the word faith sometimes is so misunderstood, it's even mysterious. You know, if your faith is big enough, you're going to make it to heaven. Blind faith is the way you prove to God that you're really serious. Having faith and doing what is right in God's eyes is what will get you saved. You know, statements like those and others don't really help people to get closer to God, and many times they do just the opposite. And they can also cause one to doubt, wonder, or even wander. And I really believe that understanding this little word faith can really help you to have more confidence in God. You know, when you think about it, telling someone that if their faith is big enough, they'll make it into heaven is really cruel. I mean, first of all, what do you use to measure faith? And secondly, who decides just how big enough is? You see what I mean? Well, just what does this word faith mean anyway? I've looked at and studied this word faith off and on now for many years. I've sat through classes and discussions. And you know, it was a real eye-opener for me when years ago I learned that the English word faith in the Bible is simply the noun form of the verb that is most of the time translated as believe or believing or believed. Now, you'd probably agree with me that it would sure help a lot of people to understand if the translators were consistent with both the noun and the verb. I mean, either translate the noun and the verb faith or translate them both believe. So it really is very accurate to translate the noun as believing. You see, the real big problem that's happened in translating it as faith instead of believing is that, first of all, faith sounds spiritual, and secondly, it can very easily stand alone all by itself. For example, just have faith. Okay, now that sounds nice, it sounds spiritual, but when you use the word believing, it does not stand alone very well. Just have believing. Do you see? The reason it doesn't stand alone all by itself is that it certainly begs the question, believe what? And that's my point. In order to believe anything, you need some information to believe. There must be something to accept as true and then believe. Measuring that is simple. You either believe it or you don't. When most people thought that the world was flat, they didn't need to believe bigger that it was round or have more believing that it was round. You know, one either accepted the information that it was round or they accepted information that it was flat. It was that simple. And with that kind of perspective, blind faith becomes a little silly, doesn't it? How can one accept as true something they've never heard? I mean, for example, if you had never heard the word physics ever in your whole life, and then someone came up to you and said to you that, hey, you need to accept or you need to believe that physics is a true science, well, how could you possibly believe it? You couldn't just take that on blind faith. But if someone began to tell you some things about physics, then with that information, you could accept it as true and believe that it was indeed a true science, or choose to believe that it wasn't. In other words, what I'm saying is you can't believe something out of thin air that you've never heard about. Now, when you read the Bible teaches that when someone acknowledges Jesus as Lord and believes that God raised him from the dead, they will be saved. And so after hearing or reading information from the Scriptures about Jesus Christ, one can decide whether or not to accept him as their Lord, that he indeed is the Savior of mankind, the Lord of all men, and choose to believe that God raised him from the dead. Now, here's an interesting sidebar with all this. if we hear information from what we deem to be a very credible source, we tend to accept and believe it more readily, right? Well, I don't believe there is any higher authority, more credibility, than the Scriptures, because I believe they were given by God. So when they're rightly understood, that's what I accept as true. That's what I accept and believe. So when someone does decide to accept it as true and believe it, when they acknowledge and accept Jesus as Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, then according to the Scriptures, they're saved. You know, you can also read in the Bible where it says we're saved by grace, not by any of our own works. We don't save ourselves by what we do or what we don't do, but by accepting and believing what Christ did in our behalf. His completed work paid the full price for all of our sin. God now offers us salvation and entrance into his presence by simply believing and accepting as true what he has made available. So the next time you're reading in the New Testament and you see that word faith, just stop for a minute and consider. Think back to some of the things that I've shared on this podcast. For example, here's a couple of familiar verses. The Bible says in the King James, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed." It says, "But let him ask in faith." Okay, now that sounds spiritual, that sounds wonderful, but if you don't understand the word faith, it can be very vague. But on the other hand, if you want to translate that believing, "But let him ask in believing, nothing wavering." In other words, asking God, believing that God is indeed going to answer your prayer. See the difference? See how understanding this word faith kind of clears things up, and really, honestly, it gives you more confidence in God. Here's another verse. Again, it's in the King James. Jesus said unto him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes." Now, would you want to substitute the word faith for both of those believes? Then it would sound like this. Jesus said unto him, "If you can faith, all things are possible to him that faiths." Sounds a little silly, I know. And here's a verse that has it translated both ways. And again, it's in the King James. "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So in that one verse, the translators went both, you know, faith one place, believing the other. So if you want to switch them, "But without believing, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must faith that he is?" No, simply believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And here's one more. "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Do you want to substitute the word faith there? "And shall faith in your heart that God raised him from the dead?" Well, of course not. That's silly. The next verse says, "With the heart man believes unto righteousness." You don't want to say, "For with the heart man faiths unto righteousness." Silly again, right? So keep that in mind when you're reading in the New Testament and the word faith comes up. You know, someone can either take what the Bible says on faith, or just have blind faith, or try to figure out how to have bigger faith, or they can simply accept God's information as true and believe it. Well, that's it for this podcast. Do you have a comment about any of this? If you do, go ahead and type it in down below, because we'd love to hear what's on your mind. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.